Dragons Fair Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Ruffino, every Wednesday right here in this slot. Blake, I'm just going to start it off. Josh is going to get us off our trajectory. Here's his question. Could Ohio State's offense, he said could now, Ohio State's offense be better than LSU's 19 offense with Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Thaddeus Moss, Terrace Marshall, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, they've got some proving to do if they're better than that group.
Well, Bill, I mean, there are a lot of offenses, you know, that Bama 20 season. I think Ohio State does have a lot of weapons. But is C.J. Stroud going to accumulate 65 touchdowns in the SEC? Yes or no? No, he's not. Okay, so you know, Ohio State to go on the run that LSU did that season, are they going to have half their season where they're facing the top 15 in the country? Because that's what LSU did. So they're going to have to accumulate a lot of touchdowns. Bill, they had 3,000-yard receivers. They had 2 first-round picks at wide receiver. Both of them broke the NFL record in receiving yards in their first year. You had Terrace Marshall that, before he was in, Kitchens, you had Klein Ayler, and Bill, you had Joe Moore winning offensive line. People say they weren't that good because it was all Joe Burrow, but Bill, let me tell you something. To all those Rudy Poos who say that O-line wasn't good, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and LSU ran for over 2,500 yards. While they passed it, Bill, for over 5,500. you better bring your lunch pail if you're going to beat that offense. Now, as a team collectively, can teams be, you know, I mean, Bill, wouldn't you love to see 19 LSU versus 21 Georgia? That offense versus that defense? That would have been, you know, that's always the what ifs. But that LSU offense in 19 is special. Now, I will tell you, they got receivers this year. I mean, Kayshon Boutte's no slouch. So let's see what Brian Kelly can do.
Would Kayshon Boutte be the number 3 receiver on that 19 team? He wouldn't be 1 or 2, would he?
Bill, I think he'd be number 3 right now. That's fair. I mean, Bill, people forget just how good Jamar Chase was. I mean, he put on a clinic against Stephon Diggs, who led the NFL last year in interceptions. He beat multiple times A.J. Terrell, who was a first-round pick. I mean, Bill, he did it to everybody. And then Oklahoma, if you remember in that Peach Bowl, or semi-playoff game, they doubled Jamar Chase and left Justin Jefferson wide open, and he scored 4 touchdowns. Bill, who are you going to stop? By the way, they didn't have Clyde Edwards-Helaire in that game. They thought that LSU couldn't run. Bill, they ran for over 150 yards without their leading back. So, I think, Bill, he would be 3rd. And what's even crazy is, Bill, what do you do with Terrace Marshall? I mean, he had over 10 touchdowns, and he didn't even play the entire season. That offense was stacked. You got to give it to him. You got to give it. Bill, there's one thing you got to give Ed Orgeron. Come on, that offense was stacked.
Not only that, but they had as good looking, LSU did, a freshman corner in Derek Stingley as you're going to see that year.
Bill, you do know that although they had 15 draft picks in that year after 19, they still had freshmen and sophomores that were playing that just got drafted this year.
Right.
So of that team, Bill, there's only one player, one starter, that did not get drafted. Think about that for just a minute. Only one. And then he signed with the Saints in free agency. So you legitimately, and Bill, it's not as if those guys aren't playing. That entire offense, besides two, are starters in the NFL right now. Starters, not role players, starters. I mean, that, you got, again, you know, we get on Orgeron a lot, and I do as well. But one thing Ed was really good at is evaluating talent and bringing in kids from in-state. And that's what happened. Bill, every kid outside of Joe was from that state, from the state. Every one of them.
It's amazing. Blake Ruffino with us. Miles Brennan, he was not going to be the starter regardless, but I'm a little sad for the kid. He's giving it up. He realizes he's not going to get the reps, probably any reps this year. What happened there? Was it a conversation, or when did he come to terms with this?
Yeah, Bill, so last Thursday, we were invited by Brian Kelly to watch the entire practice and the scrimmage, and Bill, they gave him every opportunity. They gave him, Garrett Nussmeier was out with a little small little injury. They just held him out for precaution reasons, which gave Miles Brennan reps with the first team, along with Jaden Daniels. And Bill, after the first two series, that he didn't get much more. He doesn't have zip on his fastball. He was making slow reads. He was getting sacked. Offense couldn't get going. And Bill, unless it's a go route, unless it's a nine route, he's not hitting it. You know, and so he just, you know, I understand he had two freak injuries, and Bill, for the last two seasons, this has been something that we've talked about ad nauseum with him because a lot of fans wanted him to start. But Bill, I understand that he had two freak injuries and breaking his arm, and then he should have had surgery on his abdominal muscle, which, Bill, they've never seen before, and with the name of surgery after him. And I understand when you have those freak injuries, it's not necessarily football related, but Bill, injuries are still injuries, right? And so he just didn't have it. And that's not a knock at him. It's just the reality. So he has two and really, Bill, three quarterbacks that are better than him on this roster right now. And I think that he just saw the writing on the wall, and kudos to Brian Kelly for telling him, look, man, you're not going to play. Now, Bill, there's parts of me that, you know, that, and I don't want to critique him and criticize him, but, Bill, when the going got tough, he wasn't there. And, you know, I think that this is kind of some of the things that Brian Kelly will do with LSU that Ed Orgeron would not. He wouldn't have let Miles Brennan go. He would have told him that he's in the race and, you know, just battle it out and, you know, but he moves on. So, I mean, Bill, come on. When you brought Jaden Daniels in, and I know it's something that we got criticized a lot for in the beginning, Bill, when you bring that young man in, I mean, the writing should have already been on the wall. I mean, actions always speak louder than words.
Blake Ruffino with us. From your observation, any absolutes that you concluded by watching that scrimmage?
They're big on both lines of scrimmage. Bill, they're pretty massive. That D-line is massive. Their shortest dude on the D-line is 6'5". I mean, they are, again, got to give Orgeron credit. He recruited that D-line, and they are really good. I will say this, Bill. The biggest jump out to me is two players offensively and one defensively. Malik Nabers, the wide receiver, has not been stopped. And Jaden Daniels has looked really good. Bill, I think that Brian Kelly has worked with him a lot on his footwork, which has helped him in the intermediate passing game. Bill, if he has a day-to-day in this scrimmage today like he did last week, Bill, he's going to separate himself to be the starting quarterback. Now, let's see what he does today. But if he does it again, Bill, we talked him going 10 for 12 for 99 yards, and he ran for another 40. I mean, they couldn't stop him. Defensively, Frank Wilson was the head coach at McNeese. a season ago, made me say FCS school here. He comes back to LSU. He brings over Kobe Richardson, Bill, who's a graduate transfer, and that young man, at least last week, has started making a name for himself as a potential starter running with the ones, because last week he shut down Kayshon Boutte. Bill, Kayshon didn't have a catch on him. So that's what we're kind of monitoring. I want to see the running game get going, and I know Brian Kelly was pretty frustrated with the running game last week. I know that they put an emphasis on it this week during practice. So let's see what they do today. I know that's something him and Denbrock want to get moving.
Ken down in Georgia, has Denbrock named his five-man offensive line yet?
Yeah, Bill, it's been the same. True freshman, five-star Will Campbell at left tackle, Tremont Shorts at left guard, Garrett Dellinger at center, Miles Frazier, the freshman All-American at right guard, and Anthony Bradford at right tackle. Bill, that's another line that is very big, and I got to give it to them. That really good defensive line, Bill, in the interior with Mason Smith and Jaqueline Roy, they shut them down last week. And they did get some push on the offensive line. But, Bill, I think from a talent aspect, not experience, a talent aspect, this crew that they have this year is much better than the one they had a season ago.
Frankly, you want the defense to be ahead right now. If you have to critique one versus the other, if your defense is getting killed in camp, that's not good.
Yeah, Bill, the only thing that they got quote-unquote killed in is when Jaden went through his progressions, 1, 2, 3, and they were doing a lot of play action and giving him some reads. Bill, when it wasn't there and he would take off, that's the only place that they struggled. Now, that worries me. It really does worry me. But, Bill, I tell you, Jaden Daniels caught 21 miles an hour in that scrimmage running. Bill, that's moving, you know, and so – I mean, again, I get that he hasn't played in the SEC, but Bill, speed's not something that, speed's everywhere. If he's going to be able to, he can run away from a lot of people running 21 miles an hour. So he needs to get down. He needs to protect himself. But Bill, he's put on probably 15 pounds since his spring, you know, and so, let's see what happens today, but James did a really, really good job last week, Bill. You got to give it to him. Nobody can walk out of what we saw last week and say that he wasn't really stellar, especially in the intermediate passing game. He kind of blew me away with it a little bit.
Tell everybody, but there's the music. 15 seconds on Jordan Matthews committing to Tennessee.
Long, rangy corner, a legacy kid that dad playing the NFL can play. Bill, they got a steal there. Absolute steal.
Tell everybody how they can get your shows.
AYS Sports across the board. Go to the forum, AYSSnetwork.com. Subscribe today, $7 a month. Put some recruiting tidbits in. Bill, this isn't stopping. So we'll be out to scrimmage today for a recap.
All right, man. See you next week.
See you, Bill. Go Tigers.
Blake Ruffino.